Those are the sounds of one of Bristol Bay's most unique visitors, the Odobenus rosmarus divergens, better known as the Pacific walrus. One of the largest terrestrial holdout sites for these walrus are the craggy coastal islands known collectively as the Walrus Island State Game Sanctuary, around 65 miles southwest of Dillingham. The sanctuary was declared a national natural landmark in the late 1960s to conserve its outstanding biological resources. But just this January, it was also named as a National Historic Landmark. It is only one of a small handful of locations to be awarded both an NHL and an NNL designation. Until recently, it was thought that hunters were drawn to the islands by the walruses and other subsistence resources like seals, sea lions, seabirds, and fish up to around 2,500 years ago. But a recent discovery showed that the history of human habitation on the islands may be a lot longer. Gene Schaefe, the former chief of cultural resources at Lake Clark National Park, went along as a volunteer to help out with excavations in 2004.
Around 2,500 years ago, very large villages started to show up along the shoreline, but we had no idea that people occupied the islands before that time period.
It was during that trip in 2004 that Schaefe discovered a small spear tip in the garden next to where the rangers were staying. When the radiocarbon test came back showing the spear tip to be over 6,000 years old, Schaefe knew she had found something.
It became, well, clear that it was a very significant site.
This discovery raised a lot of questions about who lived on Round Island all those centuries ago.
Did they follow walrus north through, you know, the path, the ocean currents? Is that how they found Round Island? And why were they, you know, in these periods of time hunting landed walrus?
Although the excavations have shed light on some information about the people living on Round Island.
I think we know that people traveled quite a bit, that they were pretty good mariners. Around 2,600 years ago, they definitely had semi-subterranean winter houses there. And with further investigation, we might find that people wintered there even earlier.
The only way to tell would be through future collaborative research, which might tell us more about the past occupants of Round Island. Rhea Hood is an archaeologist with the National Register of Historic Places. She believes that being named a National Historic Landmark shows just how unique these islands are, not only for Alaska, but for the whole country.
Everything that's happened in Bristol Bay, the arrival of the Russians, and the United States' recent history, it's all just a continuation of the archaeological record. So even the events and the people that were here before Alaska became part of the United States, it's still a part of the story of how we got to where we are today and the context to our current events. And I think that no matter where we are, we should always be aware that we're walking in the land of our ancestors and to try to honor that.
Hood went on to say that an NHL status means it'll be easier for the sanctuary to get grants and promote further research. In Dillingham, I'm Lawrence Hamilton.